This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In what would be a first for a major U.S. city, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan is announcing a plan to attach performance to pay raises for city leaders. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, what's going to be proposed?
What he's talking about is, in broad strokes, the idea of going to voters and saying, I'd like to tie top city pay, including the mayors, the city council, and, you know, key department heads, to how they're performing or how things look on the street. Tie it to a feeling about public safety. How do you raise for public safety? Homelessness. Are you getting the people off the streets? Housing. Sort of key elements like that. And that would be tied to raises. It wouldn't be necessarily, it wouldn't affect the base pay or benefits, but it would be a way to measure it. Now, exactly what the measurements would be and how they'd be applied remains to be seen. But it's an interesting political move. If it did anything else, it gets people to thinking about the pay for public officials.
Well, government efficiency, it is a thing right now.
It is, but I'm going to tell you something. It's interesting how we do raises and such in performance in as it stands right now. Most salaries are brought together by what they call salary surveys. Now, this is an interesting little phenomenon where you go around and you survey what's being paid, let's say the mayors in like cities, they say. Sometimes it's the same population, sometimes it's the same workforce, but usually it winds up with a low and a high rate of pay, whether it's police or the mayor, and it skews to the top. They find some ringer city in there to drop in, like Los Angeles that pays high, or San Francisco, and they add that in, and you do that, and they come out with the salary. We do that on the state level as well. Now, the result is that salaries never go down. I mean, the mayor of San Francisco makes $364,000. Los Angeles, $304,000. Now, San Jose, the mayor down there, he's making about $215,000. The city council's making $150,000. But the city manager makes $391,000. And deputy city managers make $381,000. So it's like, who's going to be held accountable for this and how we're going to do it? Now, they tried to hold the legislators accountable, saying, if you don't pass the budget on time, we're not going to pay you. I remember that one. That was a big one. Well, what they do now is they pass a budget that's not really real, just in order to qualify for the money to keep coming
check.
And then work things out.
So tying to a performance to pay raises, that's a common business thing, not so much in government, though.
It is. And it's interesting, another thing that's common in private factors is if you're not performing, okay, we set the metrics, right? You know, your supervisor sits down and we want you to accomplish this, that, and the other thing by this date. You know, it's performance reports. And if you don't make those goals, you get canned. You get fired. And in politics, if a mayor doesn't make that goal or make up to the promises or feel it, they get fired. They get booted out of office. So it's one of those things you can say you can have your performance, you can have your goals, you can have your system, But if, like you said, in private sector, if you're not performing, you're out. That doesn't seem to happen in the public sector.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.